Okay, we're in Hilchos Erevin, Perek Aleph, and we basically laid out yesterday the we laid out the various basis and foundation for what an Erev is, and now we're going to get into some more specifics of how the mechanics of how the Erev is actually put together, and some other related halachas. We'll also get into the two kinds of Erevs, which we'll get to right now. So Lacha Zion says, "Ha'eruv she'ozim b'nei chatzer ze'im ze hu nikra eruv chatzeros." That's the one that's very common. So the eruv that's done between the people who share the space in the chatzer is called eruv chatzeros. So again, if you have multiple houses and they all share a common area that's enclosed, they make an eruv chatzeros. U'she'ozim anshei mavoy ze'im ze. Or I remember those are like those alleys that go into the chatzeros. If those are shared by people, they make an eruv. O kol b'nei medina, or everyone in the city, hu nekra shituf. Okay, so we have two kinds of eruv. We have an eruv chatzeros, and we have eruv shituf. And each one, basically, they're similar in their overall construct, but there's some minor differences between the two. Okay, so lacha ches. Eim arvin b'chatzeros elo pashleim abavad. Okay, so what you require to make an eruv for an eruv chatzeros is a whole loaf of bread. Okay, that's what you make the eruv chatzeros out of. Afilu kikar ma'afeseya v'ipusa im arvimba. Right, even if the what do you call it, the loaf of bread is huge, okay, but it's sliced up and it's not whole, you don't make an erev on that, okay. Ha'isa shleima v'hiki isar marvimba. But if it's, again, vice versa, if it's whole but very tiny, you still can make an erev out of it. The key thing is, so for example, you can use a roll to make an erev chatzeros. U'gishen shem arvim v'pas tvua kach marvim v'pas orez u'pas adashim. Avloba pas dochen. That's interesting. So, luckily speaking, when we say pas, usually we mean the five grains. But the Rambam includes both, let's say, lentil bread or rice bread. But you cannot make it out of what we would call like corn or millet bread. That you would not be able to do. That's erev chatzeros. Veshituf, okay. So when it comes to the erev made for either the mavoy or the city, bein bepas, bein b'shar ochlim. So you don't necessarily require bread. You can use any food to make that eruv, okay? B'chol ochel mishtatzvin chutz min amayim tnei atzmo n'melch tnei atzmo. And you can use any food to create the eruv shituf, which is to tie them all together, to create this partnership. You can use any food except for plain water or plain salt, okay? B'chein k'mayin u'pitrios. So even if it's truffles or mushrooms, ein mishtatzvin mehen shein chashim agotlin. You can't use those because in halacha those aren't considered real foods. Arev mayim imelach nase kumurias mishtafimbo. If I mixed up water and salt, and I made it like a brine, then I would be able to go ahead and use that for erev shituf. So again, the key thing between the erev chatzeros and erev mavoy is by erev chatzeros you have to use a whole loaf, and that's it. And erev for mavoy you can use basically any food you want. Okay, now we're gonna get to the amounts. Halacha test v'kamashir ochel shemishtafimbo. Right, so what is the amount of ochel required, right, for the eruv mavoy? Because remember, by eruv chatzeros, you just need the whole loaf. So what do you need by the eruv mavoy, or the eruv medina? So you need gogoris to kol echa ve'echad mibnei ha-mavoy o mibnei ha-medina. Okay, so what do you call? You'll see there's a qualification, but for now, what the Rambam says is you would need the size of a gogoris, which is a dried fig. You would, what do you call it? You would need that size for each person, okay, of that that shares the mavoy, or if you're doing one for the entire city, okay, for everyone in the entire city, the hu sheyesh shmona asar pachos. However, that's only as long as there's 18 or less, then you need a grogris for each person, okay? Aval im hayu merubim alzeh, but if there were more than 18 people, whether it's in the city, which is pshita, or let's say in the mavoy, okay, shiro shtei seudos, okay, then the shear in total is two meals, okay, enough to make two meals out of, which comes out to Shehen Kishmona Asar Grogros, which is 18 dried figs. So again, 18 being the, the magic number here, Shehen Kishisha Beitzen Benonios, which is considered the size of six medium-sized eggs. Afiyulah Mishtatavim Alpayim V'Revavos Shtei Sudos Kulon. So once you, even if a million people in the city, once you hit Shtei Sudos worth, which is 18 dried figs, you're done. So again, if you have less than 18, so you have to have a grogris for each person. Once you hit the number 18, anything past that point because 18 Grogris equals Shtei Sudos. Anything past that point, you don't need any more. Okay, so you can literally have 18 Grogris worth of food for an entire city. Okay, let's say for Manhattan. All right, halacha yud. Now, kol ochel shehu nechal kamo shehu. Okay, so now going back to the specifics of what foods you can use. Okay, any food that can be that can be eaten the way it is without cooking further. Kagon pas umine dagon basar chai im nishtatru bo shiro mazon shtei sudos. So again, if the food is can be eaten in the way it is presently, right? The shear of shituf is two meals worth. The kol shu liftan. Okay, now that's not the food itself, but that's like a dip, for example, something that's brought in as a side dish. Okay, the derech am leachobo, right? Pitan kagon yain mevoshol ubasher tzli vechometz moryas vezesim v'malshal b'tzalim shiru kadei leachobo shtei sudos. So the same would apply by, we'll say things like, roasted meat or cooked wine, okay? Meaning you eat these things with bread, the same shear applies. So it wouldn't matter, we'll call it, to make it simple, we don't care if it's a main course or if it's appetizer, the shear is shtei sudos, okay? Now, lachid aleph. Now, nishtatzvu b'yayin chai shiro shtei revios l'kulon. Okay, now let's say you want to use yayin for your Eruv Mavoi, okay? You want to use wine. Okay, so if you use fresh wine, the shear is two revios worth for everybody, okay? So they take the shtei sudos idea and then it turns into two revios. V'chein b'sheicha shtei revios. And so too if it's beer or other alcoholic beverages. Beitzim shtayim, if you used eggs, you would need two eggs worth. M'shtatzim v'nafi lehen chayos. Even if they're raw eggs, two is what you need. Rimonim shtayim, okay? Esrog echad. Okay, that's considered shtei sudos worth. Chamisha gozim, chamisha afarsekim, okay? Litchol sheyarek ben chai ben shaluk. So we'll go through these quickly, but basically, he's going through different foods and explaining how they all come out to sudos worth. Vimei basha v'lo bisha im arvin bo lefish eno roi lachila. So that's an important point. If it comes to a certain vegetable, if it's not eaten raw, then you won't be able to make an eruv on it. I mean, it has to be in a state where it's edible. Ochla tavlin, kav tamarim, kav grogros, mana tvila, kav tapuchin. These are all different measurements of like apples and figs, etc. Kashrus kimlo yad, pulin lachin kimlo yad, chazin litra, vatardin, hain beklal yarek marv mehen. So you can also use beans. All these you could do eruv with. Ali betzalim, which literally means the leaves of onions or the peels, im arv mehen. You can't make an eruv out of those. Ella im hivtzilo v'nase orech kol ala mehen zeres. Unless each leaf is basically the size of my hand. Ava pachos mikan eno ocha. Fine. V'chayil advarim hamurim kiliftan hein. All these things are considered, what do you call it, side dish type foods, okay, things you bring with bread. Ovichak nastu behen shiurin elu, right? And that's why we bring the specific amounts required. V'chayin kol kuyotsu behen. Okay, so the Rambam tells you the reason why, he's not done with this, but the reason why they go to such length to provide these shiurim is because these things are side dishes, and we have to know exactly what the amount of shtei sudos would be, since you don't normally, so to speak, make your meal out of them. Now, he just threw out all these measurements, okay? And now the Rambam, it's interesting, he's going to sidetrack for a second, and again, just to stick with the lush on the Rambam, I know some of these don't have relation today, but there's plenty of svarim that translate these measurements into today's measurements. Rambam actually now goes back and now tells you what these measurements mean, okay? And Alach Yud Beis and Alach Gimel, he's going to go through that. So for instance, he says a litra. So litra ha'mor b'chol makom, male shtei revios. So litra means two revios, okay? The ochla chatzi revios. So whenever you use the term ochla, it means half revios. Umane ha'mor b'chol makom, mea dinar. Amana is equal to 100 dinar, which is kind of coin. That dinar sheish mayan, okay, and a dinar is 6 mayan. The mea mishkal sheishesre seoros, and the mea is the weight of 16 little barley thingies. Okay, the asela arba dinarin. Asela is about 4 dinarin worth. Harvias machzekes min amayim ominayin mishkal shivas ar dinarin v'chatzi dinar bekiruv. Okay, so how do you measure out a harvias? Harvias contains enough water that'd be equivalent to 17 and a half dinars. Okay, nimsei, so what does it come out to? Halitra mishkal chamisha shloshim dinar. So the litra, going back to what he said in the beginning, comes out to 35, dinar, The uchla mishgal tisha dinarim pachos revia. And the uchla comes out to, the measurement comes out to 8 3/4 dinarim. Okay? Now, lach yud gimel, a seya, okay, which we've seen before, hamur b'chom lokam, sheshes kabin, that's equal to 6 kabin, that kav arba lugin, and a kav is equal to 4 lugin, that lug arba revios, and a lug is equal to 4 revios. Okay, ukvar b'yana midas revios mishkala, and in the previous halacha, he explained what the measurement of revios is. Now, he ends up by saying, the elu hashirun sh'adam tzarek liskor osan tamid. He actually says, it's a chiyuv, that a person must know these measurements. Now, to be clear, what the Rama means here is that, not that you have to know necessarily what a litra is, rather, what you have to know is any time there's a halachic measurement, like a log is brought down in halacha, so you really should know what the, I would call, modern-day equivalent is. So when we have things like Yisaron and log, etc., it's important to know, or revius, it's important to know, in today's language, how many ounces is a revius. So it doesn't mean you have to go through the process of taking dinars and weighing out, etc., and displacing and all those other fun things. Rather, you should know in ounces what a revius translates into. Okay, halach yadal. Back to the halachas of Eruf. Okay, ochel shuhu mutter b'achila. Okay, now, the interesting case. Let's say the food is whatever, food that it's mutter for me to eat. Afa pi shuhu aser lazeh ha'ma'arev, harezem ha'arev bo umishatef bo. Now let's say one of the people who's involved in making the Eruv can't eat the food. Okay, it's also for him to eat it, which we'll see what that case is in a second. Even if it's also for him to take, to make use of the food, you could still make use of that food for the Shituf, okay? Meaning for both the Eruv Chatzeros and the Eruv Mavoi. So Ketzad, okay? So what would be a case like this? Mishtatef hu hanazir b'yayim b'Yisrael b'truma. So for example, let's say a Nazir can use Yayin for an Eruv of Mavoi, and the Yisrael can also use Truma. Or let's say I make a Neder, I'm not going to eat, whatever I'm using for my Eruv Mavoi, I'd still be able to use that food and make an Eruv. Because if I can't eat that food, I certainly can eat another food. So it's true that I can't eat this specific food, but the lack of specificity of this food does not mean I no longer can make an error of using that food. Okay, but halacha tesvav with universal isurim, aval davar also the kol kagon tevel. I feel tevel should be sofrim. Okay, so tevel, right? So food that has to do with that which hasn't been separated for truma yet. That's also for everybody. That I can't use it for an error. So another example, for instance, hektish. So those things are universally usser, and therefore I can't, in other words, their current status is one that's universally usser, therefore I can't use them as, what do you call it, for an eruv. As we know, that's the suffix case, I can use that, because aniyim can partake of it. So even though technically I can't, there are some people out there that could partake of it. As we've seen plenty of times before, and he adds as a last point is that I'm allowed to use Meiser Sheni that I already brought to Yerushalayim. Okay, again, since once I bring it to Yerushalayim, it's now mutter for me to eat Meiser Sheni there, even though without doing pidyon yet, without poden yet, it's not mutter outside of Yerushalayim. Okay. Now, back to mechanics, okay? Halacha tezayin. Ketzav ma'arvin b'chatzeyos. So now, what do you do? So now, I have my loaf of bread. I gather together everyone in my chatzer, and I say, let's go ahead and make an erev chatzeros. Okay, so how do you do this? Ketzav ma'arvin b'chatzeyos. Govin chala achash tzeyim al chobayis habayis. Okay, so first, I have to go, let's say I'm the representative, okay? I go to each house in the chatzer, and I collect a chala from each one, okay? And then we take all the loaves of bread, right, and we put them into a basket, okay? And then you store that basket in one of the houses. Now, it doesn't have to be an actual house of the chatzar, right? If you live base a tevin or base a bucker or base a otsar, let's say you have a storage house in the chatzar, a shed, you could keep it there, okay? No problem whatsoever. Okay, but let's say the chatzar has a beishar, which is like a gateway, an entranceway into the chatzar, okay, like a guardhouse. Afilu beis shal shayachid, right? Obe achsadra, or in an achsadra, obe mir peses, of a baish inbo arba amos, or for instance, in a house that's less than 4x4 amos, eino eruv. That would not work. Okay, so when it comes to storing it, there are certain limitations of where you're allowed to store the eruv chatzeros. Okay, ukushem ekabetz eruv. When you bring together the eruv, okay, you make the bracha mevarach baruchat Hashem kevachlam asher kitchan b'sav tivanu al mitzvas eruv. Again, knowing full well this is a derabanan. That's always a famous question, making brachas in derabanan. That's not for here, but you make this bracha. The Omer be'eruv zeh yemutu l'chol b'nei achatzer l'hotzi l'hachnis b'ayis Shabbos. Now remember, the whole point of the eruv, if you recall, right, is to dispel any, to make sure that mistakes aren't made insofar as how hotzah works. So that's why you make this announcement. You make this announcement saying, this eruv, right, now permits all of us to go ahead and carry from house to house within the chatzer and through the chatzer on Shabbos. Okay. A katan can go ahead and collect the challah for the bread for Erev Chatzeros. Almost as if the Rambam's hinting to the fact that it's a nice thing for a katan to do. Now that's another thing. The house that you decide, let's say I volunteer my house to store the bread, I don't necessarily have to give a loaf of bread as well. I'm paying the price, so to speak, by having the bread stored by me. Okay, and if there's a normal house they always put it in, they should always keep in that house to make that person happy. Okay? All right, Lach Yud Zayin. Now, that's Erev Chatzeros. Lach Yud Zayin is, what about the Mavoy? The Ketza Mishtatim and Mavoy, how do you make the Erev for the Mavoy? Gove Ochel Ked Grogris Mikol Echav Echad. So you collect the Grogris, again, if it's less than 18, you collect the Grogris from each person. O Pachos Mik Grogris Imayim Rubin. That's interesting. And if it's more than 18 people, then you collect something, some small amount from each person. You put all the food together in a big basket or some type of vessel in one of the chatzers that's attached to the mavoy, or one of the houses. Now here, it doesn't matter if it's a merpeset, for example. You can use a merpeset as a place to store the kli. Right, but if I leave it in the open area of the mavoy, that won't work. Okay, if I do put it in a chatzer, so I have to leave the food has to be at least a tefach off the ground, so everyone can see that this is being used as the eruv mavoy. Mavarcha mitzvas eruv, we make the same bracha. The omer bazeh hashitiv yemutol chol b'nei mavoy lahotzi lahachnis mechatzeres mavoy b'shabbes. Just like the Erev Chatzeros, you make an announcement that through this Shituf, right, this Erev Shituf, that's how we're allowing people to carry throughout the Mavoy. Okay, Halach Yud Ches. Chilku Esa Erev or Esa Shituf. Okay, let's say you split up, right, the Erev. Okay, let's say you take out some of the loaves of bread and split them up. Okay, Afi Shubayis Echad Inu Erev. So once you take it out of that Kli and you divide it up, it loses its shame of being an Erev. Avi Molo Esa Kli Min Erev. But let's say I had a basket and I got filled up with loaves of bread and there's spillover. I'd be allowed to put the spillover of that kli, right, into a different kli. That would be mutter to do. But once the eruv is set in one kli, I cannot divide it up. Okay, once I divide it up, I destroy the chaloshim, the identity of the eruv. Halach yotes, hamishtatev mavoy. Okay, now let's say, now this is also important. There's obviously going to be, right, there's definitely a situation, it's obvious, of a carryover, okay? Meaning a carryover of Mavoy and Chatzeros, right? Just because I make an Erev Mavoy doesn't get me off the hook of the Erev Chatzeros. So the Rambam says, HaMishtatev in Mavoy, Tzrichim La'arev Chatzeros, right? Even though I made an Erev for the Mavoy, which you could argue includes the Chatzer as well, I still have to make a separate Erev Chatzeros. Why? Kedesh lo lishka chatinokos Torah's Erev. Because we don't want the kids to forget the halacha of Eruv. Because a child will not see what he called, they're not aware of the what he called, what's going on in the Mavoy. Okay, but therefore, okay, if you use bread in your Eruv for the Mavoy, you can rely on that for the Eruv Chatzeros as well. So, because a tinok, a child, will know, okay, that, oh, I see that bread, that's what we use for Erev Chatzeros, okay? Now, b'nei chabura shahim misumim bias. Let's say a bunch of people are all get together and they're having a meal on Shabbos. the Kiddush Alayna Yom, okay, Pas Sha'al HaShulchan, Somchen Aleha Mishum Arvei Chatzeros, Iru VeChatzeros. Interesting. You'd be, if all of us, let's say, are together for a meal, and it's Shabbos starts, we can use the pas of our on our table, like Lechem Mishnah. You could use that, okay? We're going to get to when you have to do this, but you can use that for your Erev Chatzeros. Then Ratzel Lisbach Aleha Mishum Shitov, Somchen Afbi Shehem Mishum Mechatzer. And if I wanted to go ahead and use this for an Erev Mavoy, I could do the same thing as well, okay? Okay, now, continuing on that line of thinking, Halacha Chaf, Lakach Echam Ne'achatzer Pasachas, okay? So let's say someone who's lives in a chatzer takes one loaf, Amar Harei Zu L'chol B'nei Achatzer, okay? And he says, you know what? I'm taking this responsibility upon myself that this is for everyone in the chatzer. O Ochol K'shnei Sudos, or he takes an Ochol worth, two meals worth, Omer, this is for everyone in the Mavoy. It's an interesting idea. So one person is allowed, is able to go ahead and take upon himself the responsibility of the entire chatzar without actually collecting all the bread. Okay? But it's critical, right, that he must give, what do you call it, whatever the portion that required in, to somebody else. Okay? Vejaliskos al yidei bano bino vito hagdolim by the abdo every bali ishto, right? And he can rely on his son or daughter who are older, or his eved, etc., or his wife, okay, to go ahead and take possession of this on behalf of others. Avalo al yidei bino vito haktanim, not by his kids who are ktanim, lo the abdo v'shivchaso kananim, meisha yidon kiyado, right? Because they are considered extension of him. So then he says, I can rely on my Shivcha Ivris to do this, even if she's a child. Okay, fine. Now he doesn't. I don't have to tell the people in the chatzer or the mavoi. Okay, so I don't have to go ahead and tell the people in the chatzer. By the way, I am doing this on your behalf. Okay, he doesn't have to do that. Okay, since it's for their benefit. Okay, and you can do something for someone else's benefit, even if they don't know about it, since ultimately they're benefiting from this activity. Okay, halacha chaf aleph. Okay, im arvim lo mishtatim shabbos lo midyodom. Okay, you can't make an erev when Shabbos starts. Okay, that's clear. Once Shabbos starts, if you didn't make an erev for your erev chatzeros, you're done. However, umar arvin erev chatzeros shtufei mevuos ben hashmashos, but you can still make one during Bein Hashmashos, Afapish, who's Safek Min Yom, Safek Min Laila, L'Olam Sarak Shia Erev Washituf Matsui, that's also very important. The Erev must always be accessible. I must always have access to the Erev. V'Efshar L'Achlo Kol Bein Hashmashos, and I can eat it, at any point during Bein Hashmashos. V'Vikach Im Nafa Olav Gal O Avad on Nisraf, okay, so for example, let's say it gets burnt up on Shabbos. Or let's say it's Truma and becomes Tame before Shabbos starts, it's no longer Eruv, okay? Excuse me, during the day, it's no longer Eruv. So if it changes its status to one where it's no longer there, or it's Usser, it loses the status as an Eruv. Mishachashecha hareza Eruv, okay? But, if it took place after it got dark, okay, then it's still considered Eruv. Vimsafek hareza Eruv, shesafek Eruv kasher. And if you're in Safek, then you could, an Erev is kasher. So that's because it's a derabana. Okay? Halacha chabeis, finally, nasana Erev or shituf migdal. Let's say you put the Erev, right, meaning your kli with, let's say, loaves of bread for Erev chatzeros, you put it into a cabinet, v'nal olav, and you locked it, v'avad amafteach, kodim shech hashecha, and you lost the key right before Shabbos started. Imi eshra lo lohotzia Erev, ela imkein osem melacha bein hashmashos. So let's say I cannot get to the Eruv without doing some type of malacha, meaning an Isser, a malacha that's also doing Shabbos, right? Then it's considered, harei zeh kamish avad, veino Eruv, sherei yeshra l'achlo, right? It's considered inaccessible at that point, right? Hifrish trumas meiser, truma gedola. Okay, let's say I separate out truma gedola, for example, the hisna lov shlotia truma asha techshach, and I say, that I make a tanai, that this truma, it won't become truma until Shabbos starts. Eim arvin ba, I can't make an erev on it, shadayin hi teva, because it's still teva, but at the time that Shabbos starts, kol ben hashmashos, meaning during that period of time before nightfall, it's still considered teva, right? And it has to be in the stat. It has to be in the state of being able roy lachila. Before banish masha starts. It must be something that's able to be eaten, right, while it's still daytime and before banish mushrooms. Okay, we'll stop here and.